So Zoe and I recorded a whole load of mini interviews at the MVP Summit, and we thought rather than build those into a few larger episodes, we'd release those to you in short little snippets like this. So enjoy a set of our interviews live from Seattle with various people from Microsoft and MVPs. Hope you enjoy them. And I'm here again at the MVP Summit, and I have Angeliki with me.
Would you like to introduce yourself? Absolutely. So my name is Angeliki Patsiavu. I'm a BizOps MVP here in the UK, and really excited to be part of MVP Summit.
Fantastic. You say here in the UK. Obviously, we're not quite in the UK at the moment, but
that's true. We are bringing the UK here.
Absolutely.
Sharing all the love.
Bringing the tea and things
exactly.
like that.
Exactly.
So I've got four little questions for you. First, what does Copilot mean to you?
So Copilot is a lot more than hype. It's almost like a delegated assistant, and we're all becoming our own version of a manager, and we are able to increase our productivity, focus on really cool creative tasks and innovation, and really bring our skill set to the next level.
So I'm going to extend that slightly and say, is that across all co-pilots, or are you thinking a particular one? Or
so naturally, being in business applications, I am a bit biased in terms of thinking of how individual workers and team can drive AI productivity. But to be honest, depending on how you see it, I think it, in every sense of the way, co-pilots are people enablers that can then have that effect on a team level and an organization level. So it really depends on how you want to look at it. But the enabling part is massive.
Yeah, no, I agree. So what are your experiences of Copilot that you found have made a good difference for you or for people you've been working with?
Great, great question. So on a personal level, I've been using Copilot for Microsoft 365 and in a little bit of an unorthodox way. So the M365 chat has been amazing in terms of technical content, and I know this is a bit of an edge case, but I've been really using it to interrogate more technical things like PowerFX queries and functions, and it's been really exciting having this conversation, sense checking myself. It's almost like I've created a mini version of GitHub Copilot for PowerApps, but within the Microsoft space.
Interesting, because I've heard a few people saying that they've used the Bing one and the artist form known as Bing Chat Enterprise, but that's fascinating hearing that you're doing that with Copilot for M365 because it's there in your flow of work, presumably.
Absolutely, absolutely. It really helps if you're having a conversation about a project and then you just switch to it. It's just so easy. Obviously, we have loads of other copilots to complement it, so it is a matter of availability, but ultimately being in that flow of work is super powerful.
Interesting. I'm getting distracted because I'm thinking flow of work, and every time I have a great drinking game every time says people say flow of work, and we're in the right place for that, but not right now. So apart from that, is there anything that you're worried about when it comes to the co-pilots?
So in terms of worries, I am being realistic. So I'm in delivery, and I talk to different kinds of people and organizations that are thinking, how do we go from all that excitement of the POC to production? Ultimately, we want people to benefit. So my concerns are, how do we build an enabling governance framework? How do we build the right culture and the right approach and structure so we can help organizations navigate that trajectory in terms of governance, having the right conversations with the compliance teams and helping them understand and becoming confident in what we're trying to launch in production? So my concern is, how do we create, from a consultancy point of view, for example, those kind of enabling products and accelerators, but also how do we help organizations have the right conversations at the right time? So instead of not ever going to production, going to production, one, and two, make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's great. And I think I love that thought of kind of making sure the reality behind it, that you're not just giving those lovely proof of concepts and then people get hold of it, making sure people are ready for that side as well is so important. Yeah. So putting aside the kind of negative side, what are you excited about? What is it you want to see next? Making sure we don't breach any NDAs right now?
Absolutely. So far, and again, thinking in a very biased way from a business applications perspective, we have looked at different products and how they come together as an additional layer. The next one, when it comes to both extensibility but true integration with our application, is how they seamlessly integrate within all the journeys that we take autonomously, instead of having to navigate to a sidebar experience, to a different chat assistant, or anything that we need to enable separately. So I'm really excited about how everything has been integrated, technology has been rethought, and every component that we bring in our solutions now will almost have its own space in it, because we are rethinking how eventually we're going to bring AI to life in a more seamless way. So I'm excited.
I love that. I love that. Bringing it right where everyone is in a natural
heart of the perspective. Action.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of your summit.
Thank you very much.